Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm here today in this South African Astronomical Observatory, in Observatory, with Daniel Cunnamer, Dr. Daniel Cunnamer. Nice to see you, Daniel.
Nice to be here, thank you.
And he is the Science Engagement Astronomer, and his task is to, well, I guess, invite the public to enjoy both astronomy and science. Is that about right?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, I've been tasked with trying to raise the profile of the observatory, make it more accessible, make our science more accessible, our history and our site, both here in Cape Town as well as in Sutherland.
I mean, a lot of the listeners of Fine Music Radio will know about the Square Kilometre Array Radio Astronomy Project and Meerkat and all these amazing things happening up at Carnarvon. So are you also part of that?
So I'm not directly involved in the SKA. Those telescopes are run by SARAO, which is our sister organisation, the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory. We run the Optical and Infrared Observatory, which is based in Sutherland, and our flagship telescope is the Southern African Large Telescope, SALT.
And for those who haven't been to Sutherland, Sutherland's a little town in the Karoo, and about 18 kilometres away there's a koppie which contains an awful lot of telescopes. So it's not just that South Africa has the biggest telescope in terms of Meerkat, which is a radio astronomy telescope, but we also have the largest single mirror optical telescope in the Southern Hemisphere, and a lot else going on up there, a heck of a lot going on up there. So it's your job to kind of tell people that, you know, this is all happening.
Absolutely. So we have about 15 telescopes on the plateau in Sutherland, of various sizes. SALT is actually a segmented mirror telescope with an effective diameter of about 11 meters. So that is the fourth largest telescope in the world and the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere, as you said. That is our flagship telescope, and then we obviously have various other things going on. Our head office is based in Cape Town, in Observatory, where we are now, and that is where all our administration, our workshop resides, and most of the astronomers sit when they're not observing.
And of course, those people who come along to the open nights on Saturday nights, they come to the observatory. That's 8 o'clock on the second and fourth Saturdays of every month, when there's a talk about astronomy and a tour around the magnificent grounds and old telescopes. Plenty going on here, but one of the frustrations I feel in getting the message across and in getting people to look through a telescope is, you know, you can't drive around Cape Town at night and put up a telescope on a pavement, you know, and do what's called pavement astronomy, which is what they do in other countries. I mean, how do we get around that?
It is difficult. I mean, we do run the open nights, as you mentioned, and those are very successful and very well attended. We do a talk, we do a tour, and then we do some stargazing. So we set up a few small telescopes here on the observatory grounds and look at a few interesting objects. Obviously, light pollution does limit what we can see from here, and the views from Sutherland of the night sky are much better. But in terms of actually getting people to look through telescopes, it's very tricky, and we need to find locations where we can bring people or go to where the people are. In addition to organising these sorts of events, the open nights, the events such as the lunar eclipse, we're also trying to sort of realign our strategy with the strategy of the Department of Science and Technology and the NRF in terms of science engagement. So our outreach department does a lot of school interactions. We visit schools and schools visit us, and we interact with the children and introduce them to astronomy. But beyond that, we're trying to engage on various levels. So in terms of accessing our science, writing press releases, articles, things for the website, blogs, those sorts of things, and our sites, both here and Cape Town, more accessible and more exciting, more of an experience for people who are visiting us.
Well, we look forward to all of these exploits, and congratulations on your new position as Science Engagement Astronomer. I've been talking to Dr. Daniel Cunnamer at the Observatory, and well, good luck in your new position.
Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies in between plenty of rain.